This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. The Ten Commandments, we're looking at commandment number 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Do not go close to shameless acts. Do not go close to those acts which normal people, people whose natures haven't been twisted yet, they are actually ashamed of. Don't go close to those acts. Not only does he tell you not to do them, you know, he's telling you do not go close to them. So what's implied over here is do not do them. That's understood just by, you know, the nature of the language. It's understood right away when you hear don't go close to something, don't do it as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to tell you not to go close to it because He wants you to stay far, far away from it. La taqrabu, don't go close to it. Al-fawahish, those evil and shameless things. There are a lot of shameless things out there in society. Allah doesn't define one specific shameless act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generalizes and says, anything that you think is shameless, stay far away from it. Now let your mind wander for a second and think about all the shameless things that happen within society, whether that be zina, fornication, adultery, whether that be people meeting up in manners that are illicit, whether that be people watching things that are not appropriate, whether that be anything else that's shameless that you can think about, whether that be when you walk into the market and there's a lot of pictures out there that you're not really supposed to be looking at, you're driving on a highway and up top you look at something, you almost lose track and get into a car accident, right? Those are all shameless things in society, and that's the direction that a lot of society are going towards, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even go close to them. So if you know a road that you can drive on and all those billboards are not there, then drive through that road. Especially if you can get there and in ample time as well. Drive through that one because at least you'll stay far away from all those shameless things. لا تقربوا الفواحش. And the plurality over here shows us that anything that is fahish is being referred to over here. لا تقربوا الفواحش. ما ظهر منها وما بطن. Whatever is apparent of it and whatever is very, very hidden of it as well. Because yeah, some people, you know, mashallah, tabarakallah, it's got a big beard. Allahu Akbar. But when we go to the bedroom or when we go to the room and the computer, then there's a lot of funky things happening that we don't want to know about. So those are wama batan. Those are the things that have been hidden. So Allah tells you, there are people out there in the society that will go close to shameless things, even if they're out in the open, even if it's happening in a mall, in a club, on television, behind a camera, whatever, what have you. But there's people out there that will do it behind closed doors. Yes, the people that do it behind closed doors, they're still not doing it apparently. It's not as bad. But he's telling you, do not do it neither apparently, nor should you do it behind closed doors. Don't even go close to it. And notice that al-fawahish, the command over here is to not go close to it. Meaning, at times there's prefaces to fawahish. There's a fahisha, and then there's prefaces to fawahish. There's shameless acts, and then there's things that will lead you to that shameless acts. Sometimes it's a conversation, and this happens, we all know, in the MSAs a lot, right? Well, no, I'm just meeting up to organize for this big sheikh that's coming in town and it's going to be like a nice event. And you know what? In those realms we're allowed to, and I already got a fatwa about this, right? I already got a fatwa about this and I know I'm not going to talk about that. But then before you know it, the phone calls happen and then the text messages are exchanged and then the emails get exchanged. Actually, emails probably happen a lot before that. Then the fake Facebook page thing happens and then you have this sister and this brother that have no people of the opposite gender on their Facebook pages except three people. They're like, well, these three people are justifiable. Why? Because, well, these people I work with for the da'wah. And then after that, things go even further. Well, we have to meet up for the meeting. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah. Oh, I was expecting that there will be no khalwa in this meeting. I was expecting we will not be by ourselves. But qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. This is all from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُوا عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Even the ahadith come at that time, right? Because if I say if, ands, and buts, that will be opening the door to shaitan. now we have to do this meeting in Khalwa. But inshallah ta'ala, we'll try to, sister, let's try to keep focused on the topic. And then the topic goes from there to a next topic. And then that is the qurbul fawahish. That is going close to the fawahish. That is opening the doors for fawahish. There is no time where a man and a woman, opposite genders, opposites attract, right? Opposite genders, they come together and there is no third person except the shaitan is not there. This is the promise of the messenger that a man doesn't go alone with a woman except the shaitan is a third of them. Stay far away from fawash. And another pointer to note over here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, he talks about his rights, then he talks about the parents, then he talks about the children, right? His rights, parents, and then children. Then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about fawahish. What's the connection here? Why speak about shamelessness right after the parents and the children? Because you see, parents and children are a result of relationships that are halal, far away from fahisha, that are far away from shamelessness. But then comes the concept of fahisha, shamelessness, which takes away the entire, you know, manner, or takes away the entire cycle upon which society is formed, and that is a man coming together in a halal relationship with a woman and resulting to a child, and that right there is a cycle of life. But when shamelessness comes in, and that's why a lot of societies that have shamelessness there, they have a very, very low birth rate. Why? Because shamelessness is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the right of himself, and then he speaks about the rights of his parents. He speaks about the rights of the children, and then he says, don't become shameless. Why? Because when you do that, there will be no parents and there will be no children. And that's why a lot of races today, as we speak, by 2050 and by 2000 something, they're at the verge of extinction. Why? Because there's a lot of shamelessness. People are not having marital relationships in a marriage contract. It's all extramarital. Nobody wants to have children. Shamelessness is prevalent within society. The take-home message today is stay far away from fawahish, shamelessness. Do not let yourself open the door. Dafi'ul khatara. Some of the ulama, they used to say, even if you get the thought, take it away from your head. That's the door to evil, because if you take that thought and you let it be there, then it will slowly become more of a thought, and then more of a thought until it finally becomes an action. So take that thought away. If you're with someone, you think you can handle it, you cannot handle it. Let me tell you, I'll fill you in on this. You might not know yourself. I know yourself better than you. Why? Because I'm getting the guidance from Allah and I'm bringing it to you over here, right? That is that you don't know yourself. You don't know yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you better. The messenger knows you better. Stay far away from those type of relationships. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to practice, to convey. And again, stay far away. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.